every class, every day you will get a new principle, okay? And over the course, if you take this whole 10 series thing, you'll end up with like 50 principles of Tibetan yoga. And I try to limit them to one page, which is very difficult for me. But I'm going to go over the first principle today, okay? So close your books. I used to work in this huge corporation. I built it, right? It's now a $250 million corporation every year, $250 million a year. And we worked like crazy. And I had 800 people there in like 20 countries, you know? And we were like doing diamonds, right? And we did 30,000 diamonds a day. Then I would go into the owner and Ofer, my holy teacher, and he'd say, it's time to review people. We got to review people, you know? And I had this big heart, you know, I always wanted everybody to get more money. Because he was making like, anyway. And he'd say, well, how's this guy? You know, how's Joe Schmo? And I'd say, oh, Joe, he's like, he's the best. He says, you say that about everybody, you know? And I said, no, he's been doing this, and he's got a new system for the diamonds. He's like made this big deal last September. He's got Warner Brothers. He's got his stuff. They're wearing his rings on these movies, you know, and Time Magazine just did a feature on his stuff, and he's unbelievable, you know. And then he'd say, he'd lean over the desk, you know, this big desk, and he'd say, but does he come to work? You know, and I'd be, well, so how's his attendance, you know? And I'd be like, well, frankly, he's out a lot, you know, he's busy, and, you know, he's not always here, you know. And he says, no race. I don't care what else he did, you know. It doesn't matter, you see? If the guy's not here, nothing else matters, you see? If the guy's not here in his seat, I don't care what else, you see? And then he'd just throw it out. He'd just throw out all the recommendations I spent typing like 3 days. He'd just throw it out. Next. You know? And it's the same with yoga, okay? It's very much the same thing. If you come every day, if you do yoga every day, no matter what kind of yoga, your channels will open. You see what I mean? I mean, some yoga it might open faster, some yoga it might open slower, I don't know. You might get a hurt neck or something in there. But if you just do it every single day, and you don't have to do a lot, but if you do a lot 2 times a week, nothing happens, okay? If you just do a modest daily practice, you must get prana moving. It must happen. It might take some people longer, it might take some people less time. It doesn't matter. If they come every day, if you get your students to come back every day, then they will get their light body, okay? And if you don't get them to come back or to practice every day, they won't, okay? So it's that simple. That's the first principle for a teacher of yoga, okay? They gotta come. You gotta get them to come back, okay? You got to get them to come back. Nothing else matters. If they don't walk into your studio, if they don't take a class, I would encourage them. I'm not saying they have to buy your, you know, 10-year pass for 365 days a year. I don't know what that costs, but I'm not saying that. At home or in the studio, due to your teaching efforts, they have to be inspired to do it every single day, you know? Like in the monastery, it's just out of the question that you don't do your yoga. It's like some people come to a lama and say, I didn't do my yoga. They said, did you eat today? Yeah. Did you poop today? Yeah. So, you know, no, it's like, it's out of the question. It's just out of the question. It's your life. Did you breathe today? You see, it's your life that's at stake. If you don't do yoga, if the body doesn't change, you will die. You will die. That's another incentive. Okay. No, you can change in this lifetime, but if you don't do it, you gotta get them to do it. You see? So there's an ancient teaching called Due Ngopo Shi. Say Due Ngopo Shi. People know the six perfections. This practice is designed around the six perfections. Then there's these other four perfections that people don't talk about too often, but these are the last four of a spiritual person's practice. And they are four gifts that you give to other people to hook them. Okay? It's called dua means to hook people. It means gather in people. And then ngopo means practice. And then shi means four. So there are four, we call them the four gifts. There are four things a teacher has to give. And that's the first, you know, I had 1,000 principles I could teach you today. The first one is, how do you get them to come? You know? And how do you get them to keep practicing? Because if you don't do that, it's like Joe Schmo's race. If they ain't at the studio, or if they ain't doing yoga, I don't care how good the guy is. I don't care if he can do 3 handstands on one finger. It doesn't matter if they don't come every day, because prana won't flow and the body won't change. Have to do it every day, okay? It's just like pooping and eating and sleeping, okay? Just like that. So, here are the four. And you're going to remember because you're going to talk it over afterwards. There's probably going to be like 2 people that really remember and they're going to become popular. Like Brian Smith. He'll remember all the Sanskrit and stuff. Okay, he's a Sanskrit teacher. Okay. Okay, first one is sang sing. Say sang sing. Terwa. Sang sing. Terwa. Sang sing means stuff. You know, like money or water or stuff, physical stuff. Terwa means give it to them. And in for a teacher of meditation, it's like suck them in, you know, like if you find out they like sushi, make sure there's sushi every day, you know. If you find out they like girls, make sure there's a cute girl in the class every day. You don't know how many people we got in New York. We used to put a girl out on the front. She would come, I won't mention any names, but guys would follow them into class, you know, or something like that. Doing ngopo shi means, for a yoga teacher, it means make your place beautiful, okay? Make it a beautiful place. Like, okay, for you guys, as a teacher of yoga, it means make sure that place is so nice and beautiful and conducive that they're dying to come. And if they can't afford it, work something out with them, okay? Like, don't ever lose a student because they can't afford your, like, weekly pass or whatever. Make a deal. Do some kind of thing. You know, you can sweep the floor and, you know, do something. You won't hurt your business, okay? Karma means your business will get really successful. If they can afford it, charge them what's fair and, you know, what's normal. If they can't, find a way that you can accommodate them and make sure they can come. And then make the place like a temple, you know? The place should be like this place. Whoever did this place is doing the first one right. Okay, they got the song Think Tara down. Okay, so your job is to make the place so pleasant, so beautiful, so conducive. It's physical. It's a physical gift to your students. Okay, that's the first one. Second one's called Nyemba Mawa. Say Nyemba. Mawa. Nyemba means sweet. Mawa means talk. Talk sweetly. And what it means is inspire them. Encourage them. You know what I mean? And frankly, we did a tour, a 4-month tour. I think we talked to 3,000 or 4,000 people on tour, small groups. We talked in every yoga, stupid yoga center in America. In these little tiny places, like hot, and 3 people there, and, you know, and we did that for 4 months. 3 talks a day sometimes. and then they would be like normal people, and they wouldn't be listening too much. We went to Barnes & Nobles also. We did a lot of Barnes & Nobles. And then they'd just be not listening to you. And then you would talk about that thing about you are meant to become an angel who stands on 1 billion planets at once and takes care of every single person on that planet. You are meant to be the next Jesus, or you are meant to be the next Buddha in the universe. That's what you are meant to be. That's what you're supposed to do with your life. You're not supposed to eat and work yourself to death and then die. You know? That's not a life. You're supposed to open your channels and change your body so you can help people. Your function, the reason you were born is that you're supposed to serve billions of people and you were meant to. And that's why you're here. And when you say that, everybody gets so quiet and everybody pays attention because somebody told them what they always knew. You see? Somebody told them what they always knew. Yeah. Like this, they say a chill goes up your spine. Madhyamika Avatara, first page. You know, it's like, yeah. Yeah. Right on. You know, that's what I'm supposed to do. That somebody just told me what I was supposed to do in my life for the first time after all these years. Somebody said it out loud. You're supposed to take care of billions of people. You know, you're supposed to change and take care of countless beings, you know. Then the room gets all quiet. So for me, Nyemba Mawa means turn them on to this, you know. Turn your students on to that. It's the truth, you know. It also means on a lower level, when they screw up, be nice to them. When they bang your guitar and smash it, you know, hug them. And no, I mean, Nyemba Mawa means, you know, encourage, don't criticize. You know, sometimes you have to be tough. I mean, that's also part of Lama thing. There's Shiva, Chi Ge Wang Da. Peaceful, generous, tough, and smashing. You know, and no, those are four qualities that a teacher has to learn. Because sometimes you need to grab them and, you know, say, wake up. Sometimes you need that capacity to do that. But I'm not talking about that today. Nyemba Mawa means, you know, always encourage them, always make them happy, tell them what makes them happy, but tell them that big thing, okay? Tell them what their destiny is. And really, then they'll really do yoga for the right reason. Then they'll really get into it, okay? Number three. This is why I always get confused. Dun chupa, say dun chupa. Dun means the thing, artha in Sanskrit. Chupa means do it. And it means get them to do it, you see? Get them to actually do it. Which implies make sure you are teaching them to their own level. Don't get over their level, don't get under their level. If you're under their level, they'll get bored, they'll leave. Okay? If you're not pushing them in their asanas, they won't get better. And their body won't change, you see? Also, if you're pushing them too hard, which is mostly the problem, right? When they walk into the studio, you don't greet them, Nyemba Mawa. You know, you don't ask them what's their name, or you forget their name after 2 hours. You know, in the Bikram school, I noticed, we went to everything, just to check it out. They have this policy, I don't know, it's a corporate policy. You must learn the person's name within 15 minutes, you know, and it's good. That's Nyemba Mawa, but Dinchopa means make sure you know who they are. You know, judge their level and teach to their level and get them to do it, you see? Get them into it. Get them excited about it. Okay, that's number three. Last one, I'll shut up. We'll do the asana. Say, dun timba. This is the hardest one. Dun means the thing. Timba means according to the thing. And dun timba means you got to do what you preach. Okay? You got to do what you preach. Like, you're a yoga teacher, you should obviously be doing your practice every day. What happens is, you become a teacher, you reach a certain peak in your own practice, everyone likes you, you start teaching people, and right away you stop doing your yoga. You know, right away you're like, too busy. I gotta do the taxes for the yoga center. You know, I gotta make sure the place got painted, you know. I gotta write a book about yoga. I gotta do a video, you know. And then suddenly you don't have time to do your yoga, you know? And then slowly they figure it out. You know, he doesn't look as sharp as he used to, you know? Or, you know what I mean? Or, you know, and the mental part, you know, the kindness part, I don't know. They say they're yogi, but they're grumpy all day. They're not nice to everybody. You know, I don't think they're doing their tonglen every day. I don't think they're doing this giving practice, you know? They'll smell it. People are like dogs. You know, no, if there's a dog and a person walks in who doesn't like dogs, they'll bite them. You know, we had a dog, Pancho Villa, in New York. And the stupid dog, out of 20 students, they'd always bite the student who didn't like dogs. Just walk in, they bite him. And people smell it when you're not practicing. It's obvious. Subconsciously, it's obvious. They said, this person says they're a yoga teacher. They're giving me this lecture about kindness. And I just saw them get in a fight with somebody. Or, you know, they're obviously not doing... The prana's not moving. You can tell a person whose prana is moving. You know, there are... We'll go over it. It's Hatha Yoga Pradipika. There are signs that prana is moving in a person. And they just look bright and happy and together and sharp and lean in a way. And then if people aren't doing their yoga, it's obvious. So you got to dun timba, okay? The fourth way to make people come back is you got to obviously be doing what you're preaching, or they won't. Then you're giving them the other example, the opposite example, you know. Just preach about it and don't do it, okay? just teach other people yoga and don't do yoga, okay? Like, careful of that. The better you get at yoga, the more people will want to learn from you. And then your practice will start to suffer. And you have to say, no, I'm doing my, this time, up to this time, I do my practice. You know, I heard Garchen Rinpoche, for example, up to noon or something. He's famous, everybody wants to see him, everybody loves him. They're dying to have him talk. He said, I don't see you till noon. Lama Sopa is the same way. His Holiness the Dalai Lama, I was at Lincoln Center. He was doing a fundraiser for us. He gets up. He's the main speaker. Richard Gere and him are standing there. And he gets up and he says, hello, I'm happy you came to this fundraiser to raise money for Saving Ancient Books. John Brady's the director. I'm leaving. You know, have a nice time. I'm glad you're doing this. I'm going to bed because I get up at 3:30 and do my practice. And he left. You know, and we got to be the same way. You know, okay? That's the intermittent. Okay.